ladies and gentlemen. The secret word tonight is air. A-I-R.
Really?
You bet your life! And here he is, the one, the only... That's me, Groucho Marx. With $2,000 for one of our couples tonight. Fenneman, whose place to try for?
Well, a bachelor and a spinster, Groucho, selected by our studio audience just before we went on the air.
Land six.
Their names are Ida Easley and Jack Wayne, and here they come now.
Wayne here, folks, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kid. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you always have with you.
Ida Easley, eh?
Ida Easley.
Oh, that's an easy name to remember.
You're the spinster, eh?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Let me see you spin.
Where are you from, Ida?
I'm from Taylorville, Illinois.
Where?
Taylorville, Illinois.
Taylorville? Did you have a job, Ida?
I'm a matron of the Douglas Aircraft Company.
Ida, of course you realize that half of that swag belongs to Mr.
Yes,
Wayne over here, huh?
I think he's more worried than I am, so I have a hold of it.
Well, eventually he may be holding you and the $50, eh?
Well,
Jack,
I will tell.
Well, what do you do, Jack?
Oh, I run a streetcar.
Where are you from, Jack?
In the heart of Boston.
Why did you leave the bean town?
Oh, my feet get itchy now in Rome.
You went to Rome, and how'd you like it there? Where do you run your trolley?
On the track.
Caught me napping, eh? I suppose that's one of the little jokes you streetcar men use to amuse each other back in the car barn, is that it?
That's an old joke.
Yes, eh? Well, it may interest you to know that while you're knocking each other out back in the car barn, the city's pulling up the tracks to make way for a bus line. Jack, how come you're a bachelor? Is it because in your job you see too much of women?
Oh, I see plenty of them.
You do, huh? You could see a lot more of them if you step off your streetcar and watch them climb on. I always get on last. They think it's politeness, but it isn't really. Jack, if you found the right woman, would you be interested in matrimony?
Oh, I guess I would.
What would you consider the right woman?
Oh, a good housekeeper, a good cook. And I'd go to a ball game with me once in a while.
Oh. You don't need one girl. What you need is a YWCA, Jack. How old are you, Ida, if that isn't too...
I think I'm about his age.
Frankly, you don't care how old he is, do you?
It's sort of such a thing.
You're his age anyway, no matter how old he is.
No matter how old.
Are you a good cook, Ida?
I think I'm good.
You like baseball?
Oh, very much.
You follow it quite closely?
Yes, I keep up the game.
I see. Well, I'm an average fan, too. What do you think of Sugar Ray Robinson's chances this year? Do you think he's going to break Babe Ruth's record?
Oh, I think he stands a very good chance.
Yes, but on the other hand, don't forget, he still has to beat Gussie Moran.
I know, I understand.
Well, you can't blame a girl for trying, I always say. As a matter of fact, I never said that before in my life. I don't know why I lie this way. Would you get married tonight if the right man came along and knocked you off your feet?
Oh, I think I would.
Well, look out for Ding Dong Daddy, are you? He can knock you off your feet and charge you 11 cents car fare at the same time. Well, you certainly make a nice couple. Just remember, none but the brave deserve the fare, Jack. Always remember that, huh? And you're just the one to collect it. Now, we're going to play You Bet Your Life for $2,000. All right, now let's see if you two will get a chance at the $2,000. Fenneman, explain the rules.
All right. Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that 20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 question at the end of the show. You see, our other two couples are in a waiting room offstage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected birds, animals, and people as your categories. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
$10.
$10. What animal do you associate with Jonah?
The whale.
The whale is right. Now, talk right up.
You folks are on your way. You have $30.
All right, you got $30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 will you try?
20.
20? What animal do you associate with the Pied Piper?
Oh,
Take a look at Jack.
Oh, they followed her up the street.
The Piper.
I'm sorry. It's Rat. You were on the right track. How much do they got now?
They now have $10, Groucho.
That's a shame. You're down to $10.
That's a shame. We're down to
$10. Here's your third question. How much of the 10 would you try?
$5.
$5. Is that all right, Jack?
Uh-huh.
What animal do you associate with Daniel in the Bible?
Lion.
Lion.
The lion is right.
$15.
All right, you got $15, and here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 15 will you risk?
Well, let's take $10.
$10.
$10. What animal do you associate with Lady Godiva?
Oh, the horse.
That's right, a horse is correct.
And we wind up with a grand total of $25.
Don't forget, you won how much?
$25.
$25, and you won $100. That's $125. Thanks, and good luck.
Well, Groucho, our next couple has been in a waiting room off stage, so, of course, they don't know the secret word is air.
True, true.
Okay, fellas, you can bring them in now. We invited some lady barbers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Maybell Taylor. Her partner is a married man, Mr. Thomas DeSilver. And here they are, folks. I'd like you to meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life, and if you say the secret word, you'll split $100 between you. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Maybell Taylor, is that right?
That's right.
And Thomas DeSilver. You're a lady barber, Maybell?
That's right.
Where are you from, Maybell?
Montana.
Montana, whereabouts?
Culbertson, Montana.
And Thomas DeSilver, you're a married man, huh?
That's right.
Is that your only claim to distinction, Thomas?
Yes.
What sort of work do you do, Tommy?
Retired police captain.
Oh, I'm glad I found that out. How long have you been married?
16 years.
Do you remember how you met your wife, huh?
Yes, but it's a long story.
Well, keep it down to 1,500 words, will you? I have to be in Pittsburgh a week from next Wednesday. Okay, go ahead. How'd you meet your wife?
We went down to Wildwood, New Jersey. Got a couple of bathing suits and took her down to Wildwood, New Jersey. Put a bathing suit on and then gave her the engagement ring.
You're a pretty shrewd cookie, aren't you?
So I seen her in the bathing suit, and I started singing a proposal to her.
You sang a proposal?
Yeah.
Well, how did you sing a proposal to her?
Well, me called her sweetheart and gave her the engagement ring.
Would you mind singing a few...
Singing? Oh.
Well, go ahead.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me. I'm in love with you.
And she consented to marry you after that? That's the first time I ever sang a chorus in five keys. Now, Maybell, are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're not married, huh? Would you get married to a man who sang like that to you?
Certainly.
I never met a lady barber before. Aren't they pretty rare?
Well, I'd say there's possibly 15 of us in the city of Los Angeles.
No, that's medium rare. Now, what made you decide? What made you decide to become a barber? Or a tonsorial artist, is that
the... I wanted to make money enough to see myself through nurse's training.
And?
I'm still barbering.
What's the difference between a lady barber and a man barber?
There are several.
There are several differences?
There are several differences.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that. You better clarify it, Maybell. There's a hermit in Idaho who may have forgotten.
Well, we have a lighter touch and We don't talk an ear off of you.
What do you do? Just shave it off, huh? I suppose you have a scrapbook where you keep all your clippings, Mabel.
Yeah.
Do any of your customers flirt with you, Mabel? The male customers?
Well, they're not really serious with me.
And how do you handle these Romeos?
Oh, I... They like it.
Well, how do you kid them? Do you tell them jokes?
Yes, occasionally.
Tell us a joke. Go ahead. Pretend I'm sitting in your chair and you want me to forget how much all this is going to cost me. Now, you go ahead and tell me a joke.
Do you know the best way to save your hair?
Yes, put it in a cigar box. That's an old joke.
Do you know a way...
Tell me another joke, huh?
Do you know a way to avoid falling hair?
Yes, just step nimbly to one side, huh? That's even older than the other joke. Huh? You know any more jokes, Mabel?
No, I believe not.
Go on, admit it. I'm too fast for you, Mabel.
So well, your hair is getting a little bit thin.
Yeah, well, grass doesn't grow on a busy street, Mabel.
Well, I was just going to say that grass doesn't grow on a cement highway either.
Mabel, I know just how your customers feel. Is bloody but unbowed. Well, all right, now we're going to play You Bet Your Life, huh? Now, we'll see how you two make out in the battle for the $2,000. You got to work together as a team and run your $20 into more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much the other couples won, but Fenneman's going to remind our listeners.
The Bachelor and the Spinster won $25.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected nicknames of famous cities as your category. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try? Tommy, wake up. $10. You're going to ignore Mabel, huh? What city is known as the city of brotherly love?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. That's where you... They're on the way, Groucho. They have
$30.
$30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 will you try?
$20.
Walk right up.
Make it 20.
All right. What city is known as the biggest little city in the world?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada is right.
$50.
What city is known as the Mile High City?
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. And they've climbed the $100. You've climbed as high as Denver, Colorado. Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 100 will you try?
Make it all. The last question.
Yes, here's the last question.
Let it go.
You're going to shoot the works, huh? What city is known as the Smoky City?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh is right.
Robert, you can bring our next contestant.
We invited to the show tonight some professional golfers and some singing teachers. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Lucia Liberette and Mr. Paul Runyon. And here they come. Folks, I'd like you to meet Roger Martin.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life, folks. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Lucia Liberette, huh? You're a singing teacher. Sounds like a pretty good racket, Lucia. Where are you from, Sing Sing?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, huh?
Yes,
you sing the St. Louis blues?
Well, no, not quite.
Paul Runyon, it's nice to see you again. I'm sure everyone is familiar with your name. What did you say your name was?
Paul Runyon.
Paul Runyon, huh? See there, even you're familiar with it, huh? Well, let's see. You won the Davis Cup, the Whiteman Cup, and the men's singles at Forest Hills, didn't you?
You may have a good memory, but those are tennis terms.
Oh, wrong racket. What are some of your titles? What are some of your titles, Paul?
I was fortunate enough to win the National Professional Golfers Championship PGA. In 1934 and 1938.
That's pretty good for a little fellow like that, huh? All famous golfers had nicknames, Paul. What's yours?
Little Poison.
Little Poison, huh? They call me Big Schlemiel, huh? Why do they call you Little Poison, Paul?
Well, perhaps it's because I have been the thorn in the side of some heavier adversaries.
Very well put, Paul. And Lucia, you, what kind of singing do you teach?
Opera and classical and semi-classic.
You mean they have to study to scream like that? Huh? Tell me, Rigoletto, can you teach anyone to sing?
I would say yes, because I've never found anyone yet who could not learn if he had the correct technical work.
You should have been out here about 10 minutes ago. You'd be licking your wounds now, Lucia. All right, how would you teach me, Lucia?
Boom, 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 boom.
That's Lucia.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, to begin with, correct breathing.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, inhaling.
Inhaling.
Deeply. Relaxation so the air will keep coming.
There you are. You pick that out, Lucia, and be sure Paul gets 50 of it, huh? Well, cadenza, are all singers alike, or is there a difference between them?
Oh, certainly.
What kind of voices do singers have?
Well, of course, to begin with, our first classification is there are women's voices and men's voices.
Well, I didn't know that. I must tell this to this. Suppose I wanted to get up a lady quartet. Could I find one who sings bass?
No. The contralto is as low as a lady goes.
You have now. Obviously, we haven't been out with the same kind of lady. Now, Paul, let's talk about golf. How long do you have to be a pro before you can become an amateur? Oh, no, my mistake. That's tennis. I was thinking of... What is your favorite club?
The Annandale Golf Club of Pasadena.
What's your best score for 18 holes?
On a regulation 18-hole championship course, 61 at the Forest Hill Field Club in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
How about, what does the average golfer go around with?
I think 95 to 100.
How about the girls? Don't some of the girls do better than that?
Oh, a good many of the girls go around and a great deal less.
Your club open up in the morning. I remember the first time I played golf, I went around in 75. I didn't play at all in 76. I was busy at Valley Forge. How can I improve my score? I shoot around 94. That's for cheating.
I think I'd advise you to take a few lessons from a competent instructor.
I've
do a
taken,
little practicing
I've
and a little playing.
I've taken lessons. It's hopeless. Well, how could I learn to win without playing well?
You might resort to a little pencil pushing, or you might have a hole in your pocket, or you might have a handy toe in the rough, or you might use a hand mashie more frequently.
How is it you know so much about those things? Tell me about that pencil pushing again, huh?
First of all, you have to forget to count over five.
On any hole?
Any hole.
What about the 540 at Hillcrest?
Well, I think you could still forget to count over five on that.
I do, but you know where I am? I'm in the first sand trap leading the tee. I met 11 Arabs the last time I played. You must have had a number of exciting moments as a professional golfer. Can you tell us about one of them, Paul?
Well, as a tournament player, I've had many exciting experiences. Perhaps the most exciting is during the playing of the international four-ball matches in Miami, Florida, I was partnered by Horton Smith in this best ball event, and on arriving at the fourth tee, I dropped a high five-iron shot right on the top of a head of a gentleman sitting on a camp stool behind the green. He had just reached up to take his hat off to polish his head with his handkerchief when the ball hit on the top of his head and he dropped off of his seat like he'd been shot with a Winchester rifle. But on the next year, Horton and I incidentally won the first International Four Ball Championship, and we were paired again as partners. The next year, arriving at the ninth green with 2,000 or 3,000 people down the left side of the fairway, Smith hit a booming hook down the left side. Down goes a man. Who is it? Our friend of the camp. The publicity on the international four-ball matches the next year says that Dr. Johnson is in Miami to watch his perennial favorites, Runyon and Smith, in the international four-ball matches, but he'll gallery in an armored suit.
You beat the other two couples, and you get a chance at the $2,000 question. You know, I can't tell you how much the other couples won, but Phantom is offstage to remind our listeners.
The Lady Barber and the Married Man are ahead with $200.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected women athletes as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10.
$10. In what sport is Gussie Moran famous?
Tennis.
Tennis is right. Huh? Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of your $30 will you bet on your second question?
$20.
In what sport is Florence Chadwick famous? It's a tough one. Take a stab. No, I'm sorry. It's swimming. She broke Gertrude Edley's record for the channel.
They now have $10.
They now have $10, he said in a low funereal voice, huh? Here's your third question. How much of the 10 are you going to go for?
Nine.
No. Well, you're going to hang on the edge, huh, Paul? In what sport is Patty Berg famous?
No.
Golf is right, huh? Well, on the way again, now that's $19. All right, you got, here's your last chance to be the other couple. How much of the 19?
The works.
You're going to shoot the works. All right. In what sport is Barbara Ann Scott famous?
Ice skating.
Ice skating is correct.
Of $38. And that means the Lady Barber and the Married Man with $200 get the chance at the $2,000 question. And here's the Lady Barber and the Married Man all set for the $2,000 question. Good luck to you.
Here we go. For $2,000, I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. So think carefully, and please, no help from the audience. Here it is. The longest battle of our Civil War was the Seven Days Battle. What city was the objective of this great struggle?
Richmond?
Richmond is right. $2,000. You had the right answer, so you win $2,000. What are you gonna do with all that money?
Help his brother-in-law.
You're gonna help your brother-in-law? Why?
Ill.
Oh, he's ill. Well, that's a fine way to spend it. And you, Mabel?
I'm going to send to the cancer fund.
Send to the cancer fund. Well, those are worthy objectives. Yeah? Let's see. You won $2,000 plus $100 in the... How much did they win?
$200 in the quiz.
$200 in the quiz and $2,000 cash in the secret way?
I don't think this couple of things
will get this. Well, you won $2,200, $2,200. Congratulations and thanks to both of you.
You Bet Your Life is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Bob Dwan and Bernie Smith.